The Catholic Church has long been one of the most powerful opponents of abortion in the United States. In fact, it's one of the largest private entities bankrolling campaigns against access to abortion. But according to a new analysis by NPR and Religion News Service, this year bishops are taking a different approach, just as voters in 10 states prepare to cast ballots on abortion amendments. To explain, I'm joined by reporter Rosemary Westwood of member station WWNO and Religion News Service's Jack Jenkins. Good to have you both. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jack, I want to start with you. You and Rosemary spent months looking at campaign finance reports on these abortion ballot questions and talking to bishops and many others. Why focus on bishops and what did you find?
So in the post-Roe world, Catholic bishops have spent a lot of money on state ballot initiatives on abortion. In fights that played out over the past couple of years, Ohio bishops dropped $1.7 million in support of the cause, and in Kansas, they spent $5 million. That made us assume that this year, with so many states voting on abortion, Catholic bishops would be dropping even more cash on the issue. But what we found instead was a huge drop in spending. For example, back in 2022, one Kansas diocese spent nearly $3.8 million. This year, right next door in Missouri, all the Catholic dioceses combined are only spending $30,000 in the state.
Huh, it's a bit counterintuitive. I mean, abortion remains this major issue for the Catholic Church, maybe the major issue. So, Rosemary, I can't imagine they're giving up here, throwing in the towel.
No, they're not. And Florida really is the best example of that. That's where the vast majority of money is being spent by bishops. But Florida also has a higher threshold needed for abortion rights to pass. Most states need 50% of the vote. In Florida, it's 60%. And Florida is really where we began our reporting.
I'm wearing my beautiful pin here, which has the pro-life feet, which represent that 10-week-old in utero.
This is Maureen Shilkunis. She works for the Diocese of St. Augustine, and she's always wearing that pin. When she's in restaurants or at the gas station, people ask her about it.
People say, oh my gosh, what is that? Well, then I ask them, have you heard about Amendment 4?
Amendment 4 is a Florida ballot initiative that would end the state's six-week ban on abortion and enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. Nearly every day, Shilkunis is out giving talks to churches on college campuses. She's even spoken at a garden party, urging people to vote no. In Florida and nine other states, Catholic bishops are using their church's organizing power, including people like Shilkunis, to mobilize against abortion. Thomas Wensky is the Archbishop of Miami.
This amendment is particularly dangerous because of its radical nature, and our opposition to abortion remains one of our top priorities.
A political action committee created by Florida's bishops has launched a website with fact sheets and bulletin announcements for the state's over 1.8 million Catholics. A campaign ad hammers home the key message.
An abortion amendment that's much more extreme than at first it seems.
But for all the Catholic bishops' organizing power, there's one thing that many are not contributing: money. An NPR and Religion News Service analysis of public campaign financial documents found bishops across the U.S. are donating dramatically less this year to state abortion ballot campaigns. In Montana, they've contributed zero. South Dakota, zero. Arizona, zero. In our reporting, Jack and I found that even in Florida, where bishops have spent $900,000 to defeat abortion access, that pales in comparison to what bishops in other states have contributed in previous years.
In fact, if you add up the donations from bishops in all 10 states, it amounts to just over $1 million. That's less than a single Kansas bishop spent in 2022. And all across the country, anti-abortion campaigns are raising millions less than abortion rights campaigns.
We have not seen sort of those big money sums coming in yet.
That's Jamie Morris, the executive director of the Missouri Catholic Conference, which works for the state's bishops. He's well aware that six states have voted on abortion rights since 2022, and his side has lost every time.
It could be, you know, a sort of demoralizing effect of having lost a few of these. I mean, I don't know that anyone can look at any of the other states that have come before us and with a straight face go, oh, we think it's going to be an easy victory for the pro-life side.
Even the majority of Catholics say they support abortion rights, according to multiple surveys. One of those Catholics is Ashley Wilson. She's a part of Catholics for Choice, and she says the bishop's messaging shows a shift in how they talk about abortion.
They're starting to acknowledge that there is a disconnect between what people in the pews believe and what the hierarchy preaches from the pulpit.
Nevada is another state where Catholic bishops haven't donated any money. Archbishop George Leo Thomas says instead they're partnering with other anti-abortion Christians.
And I feel like we have a real possibility of success with this more expanded approach. May or may not work, but we'll sure go down fighting.
And it's a fight with high stakes. What happens in Nevada and the 9 other states voting on abortion rights could reshape the map of abortion access in the U.S.
Wow. So as we just heard, the stakes are high with these 10 abortion ballot measures. Why then, Jack, are Catholic bishops spending so much less this cycle?
So it's important to note that more money could flood in before Election Day, and we wouldn't know how much they spent until after the election. But no matter what, it's already substantially less than in previous years. And abortion rights activists have a few theories as to why. You know, bishops may be uneasy about appearing partisan by weighing in on a major presidential campaign issue, especially since the Pope has asked bishops to lower the temperature on abortion. But bishops and anti-abortion activists also seem to be accepting a political reality here. We've spoken to some again just this week, and many are still voicing dedication to the cause, while also hinting that fighting against abortion rights ballot measures is likely to be a losing battle. And you can see it in their messaging. Many bishops aren't trying to convince people to oppose abortion full stop. They're arguing these amendments are, quote, too extreme or go too far even for people who support abortion rights.
Interesting. And you mentioned these votes shape abortion access. Rosemary, can you tell us a bit about what's at stake here?
Yeah, so of the 10 states that are voting this year, 5 have enacted abortion bans after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. So the votes in South Dakota, in Nebraska, in Missouri, those could really open up abortion access in that part of the country. And then in Florida, the vote could sort of create a vital access point for women across the South, because in that region, most states have enacted near total bans on abortion. There have been lawsuits on these ballot measures, so we're not sure what the final kind of results will be. But if abortion rights do win in all of these states, especially these deeply red states, that will really cement this new political reality of abortion rights and how popular they are in the U.S.
Rosemary, briefly, what do we know from polling about how these measures are faring?
Many polls are showing that these amendments do have a good chance of passing. In Arizona, for example, there was a poll showing 50% of the state's likely voters would support this right to access amendment. In Florida, the polls are showing it's tight, so that a majority of voters would support it. But again, Florida needs that 60% threshold to be met in order for this ballot initiative to pass. But we do have some polling from activists in Florida showing that a majority of Catholics, over 60% there, do support abortion rights. So activists in Florida are still confident that they can win.
Rosemary Westwood of member station WWNO and Jack Jenkins of Religion News Service. Nice reporting. Thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.